Hello?
4 Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha. Listening. Get your call sign there. This is Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha. You're mostly readable with a lot of static noise on your signal. Over.
So November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. It's KM4LQO. Yeah, I'm out in Tocoa, Georgia, so I'm trying to get a better antenna set up so I can get to this repeater a little bit easier. And I've been doing some tweaks here and there and seeing how it does if I raise and lower it, so I think I've just about got it out there.
So, Lima 4, Lima, Quebec, I guess it was. I think you need a little bit more, I would suggest, height on your antenna. It's a good possibility from your location that there's some intervening terrain. Over.
Hello, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. Yes, sir, I believe there's quite a bit of terrain between here and there. I know there's a few places that I can hit it. Just trying to see if I can get it out of the QTH. I don't really like traveling to a big parking lot just to get on this repeater, so I'm going to try to make it to where I can get to it from a radio, from my house. Over.
I understand that. There's a couple of antenna solutions to that. I don't know what elevation your home is, where the elevation of your home location, but mine is about 1,100 feet above sea level, give or take. And I can get into repeaters in Tocoa, Georgia, more or less, with a good signal. And, of course, it's about everything in upcountry South Carolina, which is where my house is located. Antennas and feed lines are the deal. If you're putting out adequate power, and by that I mean 10, 15 watts at very least, your antenna and feed line are the next improvement area. W4BFA. Name here is Pat, by the way.
BFA, KM4LQO. Name here is Ryan. I've been in, I believe, Williamston and a few other places, and I've been able to hit the tower repeater. Not very good, but I can break the squelch and keep it open. I had a J-pole up for a little while, and I just did not like the setup. I went to go rearrange the setup, and I believe it was worse. So what I'm doing now is I'm putting a 5/8 wavelength Omni up at the top of a tree, and I'm going to see how that does. And right now I've got it almost to the top, but I think I need to leave enough slack in the line to where it's mostly vertical while still keeping it tight enough to keep it off the ground. So that's kind of like my problem now. I'm kind of going back and forth between it, but it was earlier. I mean, I was barely breaking the squelch of the repeater, and it was not staying up, and there was occasions where I couldn't hear the repeater kick back to me, so I wasn't even sure if I was getting out or not.
Roger, you're getting out all right, and I can understand your communications just fine, for the most part, and so forth. Yeah, you're more than breaking the squelch. You're holding the repeater up, and I can read most of what you say at the 95-98% level anyway. You're doing okay. It's always great, to me anyway, if you have a clear, static-free signal, and of course not everybody can do that from your distance away from the repeater. As someone else recommended this morning, you can go to Google Earth and do a sort of side look, you know, like you're slicing down vertically, and look at all the intervening terrain, and you can draw a line from where the repeater is located up on, well, it's not on, but it's near Caesar's Head Mountain up in just south of the North Carolina border. And then you draw that line down to where you are physically located, and it will indicate any intervening terrain based on the elevation of the two, of the origin and the end point.
I'm putting out, I think this radio's peak at 45 watts, and I'm putting on high power, and I'm still barely receiving, and occasionally I'm watching the meter jump up. So I think I'm almost there. I think I've probably just got a couple things in the way. I have used the Google Earth trick back when I was working on towers. We used to see if we could send a signal from one tower to the other without much interference, without getting onto the tower. I mean, we'd go work, you know, probably 30, 40 miles away. So before we even got up on the tower, we wanted to make sure we were doing the right thing before we got up there and realized it wasn't going to work. So I've used that before, and there's just between the actual terrain, it's not looking too bad, but just between all the trees, and I'm kind of down into a little hole. So, I mean, taking all that in consideration, it's not going to be the best signal, but I'm going to try and make it the best that I can. And you said that I'm breaking the squelch, and you can hear me like 90% of the time. I'm trying to get that to at least a 95, and I can kind of read out what's coming out of the repeater about 80% of the time, so I'd like to bring that up to a 90 as well.
You're above the 95% level, in my opinion. Yeah, if you're running 45 watts, that's probably, you don't want to run, you know, you shouldn't need to run much more power. It just, antenna, you know, the old real estate adage, location, location, location. Oh, excuse me. You know, sometimes it's hard to find that to really peak location. When the repeater, at 9 o'clock tonight, when the repeater is has their nightly, you know, setup where they, blanking on the word, but you might be able, because there'll be a lot of signals that you can use, and you can possibly position your antenna location to maximize your reception. If you've maximized your reception, you've probably maximized your transmission location. And by the way, yeah, the repeater has a nightly net at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m., so, you know, you can listen for that. If you haven't ever heard it before, you know, you probably have, because it's very well known in the up country in North Georgia.
Roger, I try to get on that net as often as I can, but due to, I mean, just location, and I mean, by the time it starts, I'm already at home. I have to go out and leave, and so far I haven't had much luck with my EchoLink system here. We're still having kind of problems with our internet connection provider not opening up certain ports, and I think there's more ports that need to be open, but we can't access it. We have to call them to do it, even though I've almost got a degree in it. I'll be graduating soon. But hopefully when I move out of my house, because I'm still living with my parents, once I move out of my house and I go get a place of my own, I'll have a pretty good spot. But yeah, I was just on the net last night, and I did some work on it yesterday, and And last night they said I was doing better than the night before, and the night before they said I was only getting about 50%. They were only understanding about 50% of what I was saying, but they knew I was there. So we held a conversation as much as we could, and Dave, W4DJW, was calling it the other night, and he said that he was getting about 75% of what I was saying, but we still somehow made it work. So hopefully I'll get it tonight, and probably during the swap net portion, if I've got enough light outside, then I'll just keep adjusting my antenna while KI4DOS, I can't think of his name right now, while he's calling out his swap net portion, I can just work on the antenna bit.
I understand, and like I said, I think you're doing well into the 90% range today, so I think we'll be able to pick up what you say this evening, and I'll leave that up to the net controller, but he's usually pretty cool about that. So with that, I'm going to go away for a while. This is Whiskey 4, Bravo, Foxtrot Alpha, clear on your final.
Hey, yes, sir. I think I'm going to go ahead and keep working on it a little bit, trying to balance out the difference between the Blue Ridge repeater and the Gainesville repeater. And right now, I'm still kind of kicking the Gainesville repeater, but not good enough. And I'm kicking the Blue Ridge repeater on a nice day, and I'd like to still be able to access it on a cloudy day or a rainy day. So I'm going to keep adjusting a little bit. So KM4 LQO, I'll be on standby.